We continue learning Rabbeinu Yonah's Sharei Tshuva. We pick it up on page 591, continuing another incredible week of learning Sharei Tshuva. And believe it or not, we're actually closing in on the final month. What a lengthy but incredible sefer, Baruch Hashem. Says Rabbeinu Yonah on the page of 591 in the article edition, continuing discussing when an aid, when one sees someone else doing something wrong, when he's allowed to talk about it and when he cannot. Says Rabbeinu Yonah Vidan, you should know, matters between people, kigoin gazal ve'ashek, theft and cheating, v'nezek v'tzar, damage and physical pain, u'boishes and embarrassment, v'ina'as tavarim, and verbally hurting someone. What's the halacha? Yachal isaber hadvarim. Libnei Adam, you let it tell people about these things. Gama yachal ashayira yagid. Even one person who saw something done could tell someone else. Why? What do you mean? We just spoke about how we could not talk. Because here, kidei la'azar la'asher asham lo'i, to help the one that was wronged. Ulekani lemes, to fight for the truth. Get back the money that was stolen to make right that which is wrong. V'damra ta'ira, shayid eirechav v'ezdin al tviyaz mamun. Regarding money, one person could indeed testify in Bezdin l'chayiv es ha'nitba shvua. Why? So the nitba, so that the defendant is obligated a shvua, and that people will know what he did wrong. But of course, first, you have to tell him that he did something wrong, and maybe he will come clean. Continues Rabbeinu Yonah with the third category of those who speak Lashon Hara. The third category is the Hoylech Rachel, the gossip monger. V'zarnu al zeh minat teira, the teira warned Shenemar. Loisilech Rachel ba'amecha. V'gamze nikri Lashon Hara is also called Lashon Hara. He's included in the group of those who speak Lashon Hara. V'zachronu shezachru zachronu levrachel al doyi ga'adayimi. Shebal Lashon Hara. Ki higid l'shal, why was he Baal Lashon Hara? Because he told Shaul HaMelech l'Achimelech had helped David HaMelech. Vayemer loy, when he said to him, but David HaMelech, David HaMelech has come to the house of Achimelech. So Daiga Daimi is clearly saying words of Rechilos. It's not Lashon Hara. He's talking about someone else. And yeah, we coined them as Lashon Hara. V'nezek u'rechilos. And the damage of Rechilos is terrible. Chodal Lispar. One has to stop counting. Kein Mispar. There's no number. That's how terrible Rechilos is, to talk about someone else. Kiumar besinah ba'ilam. Why is it so terrible? Says Rabbeinu Yonah. Because you're increasing sinah, hatred in this world. And you cause people to transgress the Torah that says, to hate your friend in his heart. The world stands on shalom. And what does hatred do? It takes the world, it takes all those who live on this world, and it puts them in danger of the world unraveling. As we've explained, many times, you're putting a sword in your friend's hand to kill someone else. Could cause the actual bloodshed. It talks about Rechilas as Lashon Shlili, the speech of three. What does that mean? Because Rechilas kills three people. Ha'amrai, the one who says it. Ha'mikabloi, the one who listens. Umi shenemer alav, kimoshedana mi'inyan doyeg, shenitra adesibas Rechilas doyeg. The one who was talking, he did not get Olam Haba due to his Rechilas. V'nehergu ha'kayhanim. And the kayhanim who they were talking about got killed. V'nena shal ha'shakibulas Rechilas. And shal for accepting the Rechilas, the terrible nature of Rechilas, how it could destroy all three parties, b'siyata d'shmaya.